Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, March 13th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news, and a few interesting happenings in business, tech, and science. But first, you'll be interested to know, 243 years ago, today, in 1781, Uranus was discovered. Sir William Herschel first observed Uranus, leading to its discovery as a planet and expanding the known boundaries of the solar system for the first time in history and making Uranus the first planet classified as such with the aid of a telescope. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's cloudy and feels like 32 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:48, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:56. It looks like we're in for some sun today with a high near 53 and wind of 5 to 7 mile per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 39. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be at 8:15 a.m. with a high tide at 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 40 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be partly sunny with a high near 57 degrees shifting to southwest wind. Nighttime brings a slight change of showers, escalating to likely showers Friday night, with lows around 42 degrees. Showers might continue through the weekend with mostly cloudy skies and highs ranging from 48 to 54 degrees. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Biden administration is set to allocate $335 million towards the I-90 Alston project in Massachusetts. This funding aims to reconnect the Alston and Brighton neighborhoods in Boston, fostering community unity. The project, estimated at $2 billion, seeks to straighten and lower the Massachusetts Turnpike to ground level. It promises to improve north-south connections and access to the Charles River, enhancing local connectivity. With this federal boost, the project must accelerate to meet a September 30th, 2026 obligation deadline. The funding plan includes contributions from the City of Boston, Harvard, and Boston University, totaling an additional $300 million. Construction is planned to start in 2027 with funding from state bonds, loans, toll funds, and the millionaire tax. This grant is part of the Neighborhood Access and Equity Grant Program, focusing on improving transportation access and walkability. This federal support marks a significant victory for the project, reflecting a collaborative effort to enhance community connectivity. Now on to sports. The Alpharetta Sports and Entertainment Group, led by Anson Carter, has officially requested the NHL to consider an expansion process for bringing a new franchise to the Atlanta area, aiming for the city's third NHL team. Atlanta has a history with the NHL, having been home to the Flames from 1972 to 1980 and the Thrashers from 1999 to 2011. With both teams eventually relocating. The proposed team would play in a new arena designed by Frank Gehry, part of a larger development at the North Point Mall site in Alpharetta. Carter, who has been in talks with Commissioner Gary Bettman since 2019, believes that the NHL will thrive upon its return to Metro Atlanta. Carter's group isn't the only one interested in bringing the hockey back to Atlanta, with Vernon Kraust proposing a new arena in Forsyth County for a potential team. While the NHL has not prioritized expansion beyond its current 32 teams, interest from cities like Atlanta, Utah, and Houston suggests a growing appetite for new franchises. Last night, the Celtics were in Utah taking on the Jazz and beat them easily, 123-107. Jason Tatum scored 38 points. And tonight, the Bruins are on the road to face off against the Canadiens. In top news, avocados, often hailed as nutrition's superstar, pack a significant health punch with their rich nutritional profile. Their nutritional benefits extend to a wide array of vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients, including a substantial amount of dietary fiber, potassium, magnesium, B vitamins, vitamin E, and carotenoids. Research highlights avocados' potential in improving gut health, thanks to their high fiber content, which nurtures the gut's beneficial bacteria and produces health-supporting short-chain fatty acids. Studies suggest incorporating avocados into a daily diet may aid in maintaining healthy weight, leveraging their fiber to promote satiety and possibly prevent weight gain. The fruit's nutrient composition also positions it as a heart health ally, with evidence linking avocado consumption to reduced risks of cardiovascular diseases, courtesy of their potassium, magnesium, and healthy fats. Beyond physical health, avocados might bolster brain function with compounds like lutein, potentially crossing the blood-brain barrier to enhance cognitive abilities and protect against cognitive decline. Avocados offer more than just a creamy texture and rich flavor. They're a powerhouse of essential nutrients that can support gut health, heart health, weight management, and cognitive function. In business news, China's ambitious efforts to stabilize its stock market inadvertently challenged the nation's burgeoning quant fund industry, revealing the complex interplay between algorithmic trading strategies and governmental policies. Quantitative funds, which have thrived by leveraging complex statistical models to navigate market dynamics, found themselves at a crossroads when the Chinese government intervened to halt a market slump. Despite their previous successes, these funds overlooked a crucial variable, the unpredictable nature of government actions, which became a significant blind spot. The government's crackdown on quant trading, aimed at stemming the tide of market losses, particularly targeted funds betting on small companies, leading to substantial financial losses and increased scrutiny. In response to a prolonged downturn, China's government implemented measures to boost the market, inadvertently sidelining micro and small-cap stocks and putting quant funds in a precarious position. The interventions led to rapid market shifts, with quant funds struggling to adapt their algorithms to the new regulatory landscape, resulting in significant losses and the closure of some funds. As China's quant fund sector grapples with these challenges, the episode serves as a cautionary tale about the limits of algorithmic trading in the face of government intervention and the need for adaptability in unpredictable markets. In crypto movement, Bitcoin remains over $72,000. Ethereum is at $4,000. And Solana is $150. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The quest to resurrect the woolly mammoth, a creature that roamed the Earth around 10,000 years ago, has made significant strides thanks to Colossal Biosciences. This de-extinction company has mastered a gene editing technique, enabling the propagation of Asian elephant cells indefinitely in the lab. This breakthrough uses induced pluripotent stem cell technology, which may eventually allow the creation of sperm and egg cells, leading to a mammoth-like creature. Despite ethical debates, the project aims to reintroduce these giants into their former habitats, potentially revitalizing ecosystems. The initiative faces skepticism over the recreated animals' behavior and ecological impact, yet the team remains dedicated to their vision. This ambitious endeavor illustrates the intersection of advanced science, conservation efforts, and the ethical considerations of de-extinction. And in entertainment news, Neil Young, the iconic rock musician, has decided to bring his music back to Spotify after a 2-year hiatus, during which he protested the platform's association with podcaster Joe Rogan. Young initially pulled his music in opposition to Spotify's exclusive deal with Rogan, citing concerns over COVID-19 misinformation spread through the podcast. Rogan's podcast, known for its controversial content, recently expanded its distribution to include platforms like Apple, Amazon, and YouTube, following a new agreement with Spotify. In his return to Spotify, Young expresses a pragmatic stance, acknowledging the challenge of boycotting every service that carries Rogan's podcast due to the limited streaming options available for his music. He also reiterates his disappointment with Spotify's sound quality, hoping for improvements that would allow listeners to fully experience his music as intended. This move highlights the complexities artists face in balancing their principles with a desire to reach their audience in the digital age. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, we'll hear from an old friend who's been quiet for a while.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Mike, what day is it, Mike? Hump day?
And that's a wrap for this morning. Remember to stay tuned tomorrow for more news and updates. Have an amazing day, my good friends.